Blog Talk Radio.
Now, welcome to Harmony Hall. I hope you won't think I'm a total flibbertigibbet, but I'm actually not at Harmony Hall this time either. I'm down in Valentia Island again. Let's start with some J.P. Ryan. I've chosen the song Everything Is Changing. If you totally disagree, then definitely contact me at www.healingbyfrank.com. Well, this is absolutely brilliant. It's a great opportunity to show my good friend and new colleague, Michelle Donahue, to around Valentia and talk about the retreats we're going to be running here. I know that you want to talk about a lot of your ideas and what you've learned and what you've seen even so far about Valentia. But the first thing I want to ask you is why you've kind of chosen those three key words for people to think about and realise the possibility, the purpose, passion and peace. Is that something that's come to you over the last little while? Or
passion, their purpose and their peace.
Yeah, passion.
For life.
Mm.
For themselves. If they find their passion in what they want, feel, do, smell, taste, the next thing is then, you know, they have a sense of purpose.
Mm.
A sense of being, and then
that's because they've got something they really want to go
yes.
for. Yeah.
And then the next thing is what brings that along with that flows along just like the tide that comes in, is peace, tranquility. Oh.
Because there's a chance of reaching their goal.
I'm doing what I love.
Ah, let's definitely do what we love. And what did you notice about Valentia? Why did you had your eye on Valentia long before you actually came here? How did that happen?
Yeah, well, if you remember when we used to always do the meditations together, I used to always say I wanted to have my own island.
Oh, yeah.
And the next thing is, I was sitting at home one day and just sitting there thinking about things and wanting to give all the gifts that I have now.
Yes.
And what I love doing, and all the talent and gifts that you have. And I was sitting at home and I was just thinking, wait a minute.
Francis has an island.
Francis has an island.
I think
I and I want to share that island. And I had been looking about doing retreats abroad.
Yes.
And the next thing is, I nearly had one grasped on my hand. And then...
What island was that?
That was in Malaga. But it wasn't even that, it was GI, out in Malaga. And then the next thing is, that fell through. But instead of getting upset over the whole lot, and I said, if it's meant to be, it won't pass me by.
Absolutely.
And then the next thing is, sitting at home, just chilling, and Valencia came to mind, you came to mind, and I thought, you know what?
That was so timely.
Let's just see how this will go. Yes. And now my first visit into Valencia has arrived in this evening.
Oh, small cat arrived into the fray.
To see on the ferry, to see the sun setting and the background of it, and going, wow, you know, we seek outside where we live for something, when actually when you just stop and take a look, and it's right there in front of you.
Yes.
So in other words, if you have what you want and need and desire, and try and stroke out the need part, but when you have that sense of purpose,
yes,
peace and passion, and you can even put in potential into that as well. And then the next thing is, no matter where you are,
and there's a lesson in that. So just even coming and realizing that everything was here already, without taking off into the middle distance. And so what motivated you to start putting meditations together? You're first and foremost doing the massage therapy, and I'd like to say that I have been, and Michelle has changed a lot, I am hoping, because when I first went for massage, it was a no pain, no gain philosophy. So do you think you've changed since then, or is that what people can look forward to? Oh, really?
No. I do deep massage. Mm-hmm. But as I said to people that come to me and who are still coming to me, is that after a while, your body adapts, because people hold on to stuff.
Collapses. Adapts.
It adapts. Yes. And the next thing is that you learn to let go, because your body holds on to a massive emotion.
That's so true.
And then when you let go of that emotion, your body, your muscles, your lymphatic system, everything flows. So that when you go to have another massage again, even if after you've had your course of it and you come back 2 months later, and some of my clients are like, oh no, this is, I haven't been here in a while, and the next is when they sit down, when they're lying on the bed, and the next is the massage goes, their body actually
is ready to respond again.
Yeah, because our bodies are amazing machines.
On the sort of adapt or die.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Trying to balance parties that spread it that way. But that's great, and I think that is totally true. It's muscle memory. We tense in the same places, but we learn to also relax that somehow along the line. And so there's obviously a trust there.
Yeah.
And how does it work? Does the emotional side come up at all in conversation, or do you just deal straight with the body work and then see what discussion emerges, or how does it work?
It actually, the whole lot entwines together. Mm. You could have somebody that comes in and you know by their posture, you know by how they're talking, and you're watching their breathing. And also the fact is that how tense the shoulders are.
Yeah.
And they're saying that they have a pain in their lower back, or they have a pain in their, you know, on their butt cheek, but straight away, as above, so below. And, you know, you ask them, like, is there something wrong with your neck? Have you had neck injury? Which is, majority of the time, many people have had whiplash, even though they think, well, I've never been in a car accident. But if you slip on the road, your head goes back.
Yeah.
So the next thing is, it turns out they're going, oh, yeah, I did, when I fell or whatever. So then the neck is... a lot is neglected a lot.
Yes.
So.
And it has been affected, even though people might have managed it at the time.
Yeah.
They corrected themselves at the time, but it's had a shock,
Yes.
And therefore that might be translated down the body.
Yes. That's why now I've gone into also the touch for health kinesiology to incorporate that into the massage, because it means that if you have a pain in your shoulder, constant pain on your left shoulder, there is a possibility the origin for that actually isn't in the shoulder, but you're actually getting the pain from it.
So I remember
it's the
shoulder.
Discovery of the body,
yes,
of finding where it is and then releasing that then.
Because the shoulders represent
the should.
The shoulds, yeah, the
I
obligations.
Have, yeah, yeah, I should have said this, I should have done that.
And the responsibility. Is that what you'd say as well, or is it more...
For some people, depending on... Yeah, there is, you know, I should have maybe gone and done this, or I shouldn't have said that, or... But an awful lot of people, like, when they hold their breath over an incident that happens, or a trauma, their body
freezes,
shows it up.
Yeah.
And then they forget, when they're breathing, they forget to drop the shoulders. And then after a while, you need... The breath is the biggest thing,
yes,
in the body. If you have the breath right, your body will function greatly.
Yes.
And it's teaching them... Now, I do a lot of breathing techniques in between the massages to allow them all to get a bit of life back into me.
Well, that is absolutely magic. And yeah, the sort of people that come... because it seems like the way we've decided to do it is to run the retreats for people who are practicing psychotherapists or training psychotherapists, and that group need, you know, a certain amount of hours of personal therapy themselves,
yeah,
or quiet time or something that would count. How did you end up with such a sort of distinguished, lovely, aware group of clientele? Do you think that was just the way your journey has gone, that you no longer have to deal with just people who are focused completely on the physical and they're ready to look at the emotional and spiritual? Or yeah, how did that come about, that you suddenly had this group of people
It came about because when I used to massage people, people used to say to me, "Who massages you?" And I used to go, "Well, nobody, because there's nobody as good as me."
Like this,
yeah, but you know, the next thing is that there's never time. So when you start looking at that and you start looking at other therapists, you're going, you know, what are they getting?
Yes.
Where is their release? Where is their place to vent? So it's kind of the minute you say it, it's kind of like the law of attraction. The minute you say it, all of a sudden then the next things are at your door.
Absolutely.
And when they're at my door is that there's a few of them actually that don't know how to scream.
Yes.
And so...
I do know that one, because before I did the energy work, I was a social worker. I remember that I felt my job was to cope with people who were suffering. They had some real crisis to deal with because they were homeless and probably had a, you know, an addiction or, you know, definitely a family crisis. That's how it all came about. And my job was to be totally okay, you know, as the social worker. So there was no... A social response or an emotional response, let alone a scream, seemed completely appropriate.
Yes.
Because the scale of things, they had the difficulties and I was holding space. So I can see a scream would be suppressed for some time.
So the next thing is then, when they would come to me then for the massage, once the rapport is built up and the trust is there, and
then the scream came. Are you sure now that it was... Ow! No, seriously. No, really. No, this isn't mine. This is, I think, caused by you, Michelle. Wasn't like that, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, a bit.
And that's when the name calling arrives in.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's it. Get it out of you. And the next thing is...
friends again, or is that just a one-off treatment that you offer?
Oh, no. It goes without saying. Each time, the next thing they're coming back to me and they're walking in my front door and they're going, I don't know why I'm coming back here again. But I know I'm going to be feeling so good after it. And that's just the letting go.
So
it's letting go is the biggest thing.
And do you offer like a series of treatments and then tell them as you go along what other things you're bringing to the party? So you come for a massage, for some body work, and you say as you go along maybe some reflexology or maybe some Reiki, I'm including something else here.
What I do like about the treatments I do is that I actually don't know what's going to happen.
No.
because depending on the person that comes in, and in order to build the trust and also to give the person exactly what they're looking for, even though they don't know what they're looking for themselves.
Yes.
And then the next thing is to, in order, it could turn out that I could end up just doing massaging their back and neck, yes, and then going from there then down to reflexology just to completely, for the stress level.
Yes.
And also the trust level.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, when they're doing massage, many people are a bit shy about taking their clothes off.
Yeah.
But after a while, when the trust comes in, it's funny. The next thing is they're like, okay, whipping it off and hopping on the bed going, do your best.
Yeah.
They can't say no, I'll do the work. But they know.
And they're actually pleased with themselves for having got that comfortable.
Yeah.
Rather than putting a block in the way.
But it's the emotional release that they get. It's the change that occurs in them. So I do a deal, and I have special deals and special packages that come along on the line and as well. And I bring them up every so often, like the deals that I have right now, because, you know, just everyone, the kids have gone back to school. And so I have the deal that's going on, 4 massages, and the 5th one is free.
Oh,
you know, stuff like that. And then the next thing is then they know then that they have a package.
Yes. And they know they've got a free one at the end when they've actually finished paying. Lovely.
You know, and then the next thing is this time of the year, most of my clients I'm doing at the moment actually is getting them ready for the winter, and that's their body scrub.
Oh, yeah.
So
I remember when I was coming to you that there was you were really into the rose. And the rose water and the rose cream, and you had a whole fantastic wall of your own roses that you were not really nabbing the petals off, but ready to notice them when they were falling. Are you still doing that?
I do, but actual fact is I'm really gone into the coconut oil.
Lovely. What's the coconut harvest like though for you this year? Because in Care, which is Tipperary, it's not known for its Caribbean climate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, actually, thank God, our local supermarket has coconut oil. And as you know, the properties of it are amazing. So the body just loves it.
What would they be? Because it's quite a simple, people are going to, for very complex facial creams and body creams. Can you remember any of the specific properties of coconut?
See, coconut oil has its own minerals and vitamins in it.
Oh.
And it's also a great thing to use that you put on your toothbrush along with your toothpaste.
Oh.
It's actually a natural whitener.
Oh, that does totally make sense. It looks a little bit like a denture sometimes when it comes out. Yeah.
You know, and it also, it's a natural oil that your body can accept.
Yes,
it's
it
not really, really, the body just soaks it in.
Mm.
And one of the great things is that, well, from the body scrub, even though if you have a shower, once you have a shower after it, your body feels great and soft for a few days, even, you know, you're showering every day.
Yes.
And that's one of the great things, because your body will soak that up better.
Yes.
That you're not, when you're getting off the bed, your clothes aren't stained.
Yes.
And you're not sticky. Because your body just loves it. And one of the things about the body scrub is that once you scrub the body, you've got the lymphatics going. You have the blood rising up to the top of the skin. And then
I've seen this as well. It's not quite as bad as cupping, which I don't know if you've ever seen it. Look it up on the internet.
Yeah, but cupping,
not quite that bad.
No.
But you definitely see a red, the blood rising to the surface. Why
Absolutely.
Is that a good thing?
Because the fact is the muscle is reacting. That also means the oxygen is pumping there. Also, the lymphatic system, as you know, runs along on the with the bloodstream to take out the toxins. So we're really detoxifying people that are in
Lovely.
It. So, but when I do all that, I have a mixture of hot and cold.
Yes.
So the bed is warm.
Yes.
But there's no blankets on top of you when I'm doing, say, your back while you're facing down. So when you turn over then, the next thing is your back gets the warmth.
Yes.
And then we do the front, or whichever way you want to have it done, depending on the person. And then when all the scrubbing is done, comes the massage then. And the people, everyone that's going, all the clients are going, I can't get over how silky my skin feels.
Yes.
And they're looking, picking up their legs, and they look like a bronze statue.
Yes.
Because they've just been completely, completely and utterly scrubbed. Then you're rubbing it all out and then you pile on the heat.
Why would that be?
It's kind of like to mummify them, but it's also no different than a baby after having a bath and it's wrapped up in a warm cloth.
Lovely.
And it's the comfort.
Mm.
And it's the letting go. And then the next thing is then, you know, I can continue then after that to do reflexology, to do Indian head massage, to do the healing code, to do Reiki.
Because you've been almost pushed to let go by the scrub.
Yes.
And then the comfort of the sort of wind down.
The safety.
Yes.
You know, the safety in it.
And in the past, I mean, what started you on that journey? I mean, when you started training, you were like, right, I wanted to, was it for your own journey?
It was for my own journey. Yeah. Being ill for many, many years, I found great relief with alternative medicine.
Yes.
And then the next thing is, I became a guinea pig for my brother at the time when he started off. And I saw the benefits.
Yes. What was he interested in?
He started off doing reflexology at the time.
Brilliant.
And then the next thing is I went and did the course myself because the benefits of it was amazing.
Yes.
And then when he became a massage therapist, I was also his guinea pig, which is great.
Yeah, I love that role, yeah.
Because back then it was not affordable.
No.
In the 80s and the 90s,
no.
It really wasn't. I loved the benefits, the relief, the freedom you felt.
Yeah.
So because I was very sick.
Yes.
For
a long time.
Yeah, for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So the possibility of ever going out back in the workforce, I had to try and reinvent myself. So I thought, you know what, if I did reflexology massage, I could work whenever I wanted.
So growling dog is very jealous. So, I know we're brothers, but
to work whenever I want.
Yes.
And then
you had to be in a situation where you only worked when you were felt able to,
so that my body would be able to. All of a sudden I started to get better, started to heal.
Yes.
And
what did you notice first?
For me it was a small sense of peace.
Yes.
You know, that's exactly what it was. And
that's almost the opposite of illness, isn't it?
Yeah.
One is sort of illness and conflict and trying to hang in there, and one is an acceptance that is dealing with information in a different way, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's an amazing feeling when you let yourself go and try new things.
Yes.
And it's the fear factor in an awful lot of people that won't. But years and years ago, you're going back before the invention of penicillin, when doctors used massage to cure people.
Absolutely.
You know, because it was the whole thing of the detoxifying.
Yes.
You know, getting rid of, pump out, rub out the illness that's in the body.
Yes.
So.
And the, you know, even that truism that man is the best medicine for man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had a friend who was a brilliant martial artist, and she said to me at one stage, I have to say that the only touch I've experienced in the last 5 years has been somebody trying to punch me.
Yeah.
And, because that was the training, you know, and it wasn't. And so a massage is such a sort of peaceful agreement or a connection with somebody else that is well meant. Even that is very healing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, you know, I know that I've tried to be gentle, but the fact is that I know if I can get in there, the people can, they will release and they will let go. And when they let go,
how can you tell when you can go in? Because there's definitely been times when I've frozen going.
It's your limitations.
Yes.
You know, it's just your limitation. You think, I can't do this.
Yes.
But when you see how well the body can adapt to an environment, can adapt to any situation.
Yes, absolutely.
It's just the fear factor. It's just trusting and letting go.
Yeah.
And letting go that from the outcome from it will be something amazing and wonderful.
Yes.
And the relief that you have after it.
Yes.
There's no other way for me to describe it. You know.
And did you, at what stage did you start to share it with other people. Yeah, because there you were, starting to feel better, but probably still quite fragile. You probably didn't think you had enough energy to like share it around with everybody else.
Well, everybody has a small capacity of fear in them then going, am I good enough?
Yes.
For me, it was always, am I good enough?
Yeah.
And after a while, I think I used...
And you made like a big set.
I used...
think you'd have the best. No one else quite good enough. That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, you know, I used all of you, to be quite honest with you, in all fairness. Come on, I'll give you a massage and check it out and see.
Yeah.
Just to build up the confidence side.
Yes.
I suppose the fact is that's all to do with reconditioning as
yes.
well. You know, when you're told years and years ago, you know, you're not good enough. You know, why are you striving for that? You know, who do you think you are? But it can go on and on.
Yes.
And then the next thing is just reconditioning, revaluing what goes on in your head.
Yes.
And an awful lot of it's fear.
And starting to realise that you've got this one life in this body and you can enjoy it.
Yes.
You can, on a sensational level, on a mental level,
yes.
you can start to master it or work with it and enjoy it. It's a very empowering process. And do you find that you sometimes get out of balance and sometimes doing like too many massages and that you're like exhausted and you're going downhill fast in your own health, or have you always managed to keep a balance?
I do keep a balance because I think it, for me, is I love what I do, and it's gas. When I actually do start to get tired, it will be a day that I'll have a light day.
Brilliant. Yes.
You know, the next day is a light day, or that day is a light day. But it's, I suppose really I get more out of it than my clients do. I love it because I know it works.
Yes.
And I know the outcome is amazing after.
Yes.
Afterwards, and it's just a matter of trusting your body and just letting it go, but it's all in the breath.
Yes, both yours and your...
Yes,
yeah.
It's all in the breath.
Yes.
It is when you learn, as I say to my clients, you either scream it, shout it, or breathe it out. Do not hold. If you hold, your body thinks it's going into fight or flight mode again.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
So the next thing is you will become rock solid.
Yes.
And
I'm sure that's never happened to me because I've always been so brave. I'm going to have to hurt you, Francis. Okay, I'm ready.
As much as this kills me, Francis, I'm going to have to hurt you. Remember, every time I make you scream, I love you.
Oh, that's sort of reassuring in a slightly sinister sort of way.
It's just the letting go.
Yes.
It's just knowing that, you know, I picked this body that I'm in for a reason. Because there's no other body in the world that could go through what I went through in my life. So instead of constantly punishing my body, and I've started to love it again.
Yes. And I mean, I think you're also a good example of somebody who's done kind of balanced both self-employment, doing holistic work, and trying to go back into the workplace and working in quite a harsh environment.
Mm-hmm.
I have a great image of you sweeping round in Archangel Michael's blue cloak into your, you know, and I didn't know what the environment really was, but it was difficult and a lot of unconsciousness and probably a lot of machinery and a lot of people struggling to keep their jobs and everything else. And I think, and I'm sure that listeners have that situation as well, that they constantly wondering, can I make it on my own or doing what I love? Or am I always going to have to compromise and go back into, you know, whatever job I can get, you know, to in this world that we live in? You know, is it one of those real things? And you were saying that in recent times you've been talking to some great mentors and doing great exchanges and working out how you literally building on what you love and focusing on that. What have you been discovering?
You know, sometimes when you say, you know, what can I do to do the next step? Where am I going to go? How can I afford it? What am I going to do? And then the next thing is when you put it out there and go, right, I want to do something. I want to change my life. And all of a sudden, somebody does come through your path But the next thing is, one of the greatest gifts that we have is the barter system.
Absolutely.
You know, it's kind of like, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. So I have a wonderful, wonderful life coach and mentor, and that's how we play.
Brilliant.
You know, and then we do that as well with some of the beauty therapists that's in my area. I will take care of their shoulders and back, and they will just take care of my eyebrows and my eyelashes.
But and at the same time, thinking bigger and bigger by sharing ideas.
Absolutely.
Because I love that.
Once you're getting some form of therapy, regardless, you're honouring yourself. You're honouring your body. You're honouring yourself.
Yes.
You're rewarding yourself. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes I do get the scare factor of, in this day and age, oh my God, how am I going to survive?
Yeah.
But then the next thing is, instead of punishing myself for feeling a bad thought or saying a bad thought, I acknowledge it.
Yes.
And go, all right, Michelle, that's okay.
But is that how I'm moving on?
And moving on.
And you said that there was a sort of a process you go through where you're like, you know you want to do something and you want to wait for it to come, to be supported or be given the okay by the universe. You were talking about a book that you've loved recently. Do you remember who that's by?
Oh, the book.
But she has a wonderful affirmation that you've been having a lot of entertainment.
Oh, an awful lot of entertainment with. And it's in the book, and it's the game and how to play it. Oh my God, thank you for sending me that now. I have a wonderful business in a wonderful way. I give a wonderful service for wonderful pay.
Brilliant. And you can put in whatever you, whatever
you know,
you're
I
doing.
Have a wonderful job in a wonderful way.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you can put anything you want to and change it. And, you know, you don't have to have the four of the minutes. You can just have the two. You know, I have a wonderful car in a wonderful way.
And you're saying by that you don't need to know by what means things are coming to you. You just have them in a wonderful
way. Just let
way.
It be. Yeah, in a wonderful way.
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant. And have you had experience of that coming to you? I mean,
oh, yes. Since I started saying it, it's amazing. The people all of a sudden are saying, I never even knew you existed here. I never even knew you did that. I just heard through the grapevine.
Yes.
You see, you can advertise all you
want
to the cows come home, as we say here. But
it'll be a long time probably in Florida. Probably hardly any cows. They'll be like, any minute now, they'll be back.
You can advertise to the cows come home, as they say. Dr. Phil would agree with me on that one.
I like
but, all word of mouth.
Yes.
And
you've got a lovely place. I mean, it's amazing because it's just inside the gates of the care council.
Oh, the state gate, yeah.
And so it's a perfect spot, and it's a lovely place to go. You're already into a peaceful mode once you've parked up, and you might have a walk ahead of you, or you might go for your walk before they come to you.
Yeah,
but if people don't know you're there, it has to be word of mouth.
Yeah, a few people have said, because there is a beautiful walk the whole way down to this cottage from my place, and an awful lot of people who walk there, they used to say when they came in, they're going, oh, I wondered who lived in that house.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah, then the next thing is then I go, yeah, well, it's me.
That's me. Yeah. I like it.
Good old it's me. Yeah. So most of the time, it's before I do believe in the Louise Hay Heal Your Life.
Yes.
I love that woman.
She's got some great symbolic meanings
beautiful now, And I love the one, like, before I even get out of bed in the morning, I just turn around and I do my breathing. The breathing is the main thing. But after that, then I go, only good lies before me.
Oh, that's nice.
And then I get up and I'm ready for the day.
Yes.
Instead of getting up, waking up going, oh, Lord, I don't want to get up out of bed.
Well, I've got two at the moment. One is the from that magic Rhonda Byrne book, You Have to Count Your 10 Blessings. That's really good because you actually bring your heart into a gratitude mode. And the other one I've always said, which always makes me laugh even to think of it, is any obstacles to this being the best day of my life so far? I think.
Oh, yeah.
Aim high. And so with this meditation that we're going to do now in a minute... It's so beautifully grounded. I thought we just absolutely slow, or we might have to just pause for a moment to come back to it. The one Well, I love the one about water, but then I'm a swimmer. I don't know whether it would work if people only like to bath or shower.
Oh, well, you see, the river of, the meditation that I do is the river of life. It's your river.
Yes.
You can have it as deep as you like, as shallow as you like.
Yes.
But if you have a fear of it, then, you know, you have the sequence where you, I can put you into a boat.
Yes. Oh, so it can be a visual journey.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Being a very visual person.
Yes.
Without a shadow of doubt. But if, for some people, then it's too much, and then it's just one by the beach.
Yes.
And then I also have one that we do on the stairs, you know. Don't look at the whole staircase, just one step at a time.
Oh, that's extremely nice.
And then just make your way up to the achievement that you want to be, and taking each step and how it feels by each step.
What I'm going to do is to record those up at the Slate Quarry here in Valencia, because it's such a magical place and amazing acoustics, and I think you'll absolutely love it. I was going to ask, before we round up that little bit, if you had two or three suggestions just for people who at home want to look after themselves, even if it's something to do once a week, well, then sometimes you might be given a clue as to what, how to look after yourself, and every morning and every noon and night, and, you know, and you know, there's masks and lotions. What would you say is it your kind of three best practices that you would recommend? Or
the first thing is in the morning and when you're going to bed at night, is your breathing, where you take a deep breath in through your nose.
Yeah.
And as you breathe in, your tummy comes out.
Yes.
So you have to visualize you're blowing up a balloon. So you breathe in through your nose.
Yes.
And you breathe out through your nose when you empty your tummy, as if to say your tummy's going right into your back.
Yes.
When you're breathing in, all you're saying is I'm grateful.
Lovely.
And when you're breathing out, you're saying thank you. So you're saying you're grateful for everything you have, you are going to have, and you've had or didn't have. And then you're saying thank you for all of these.
Great.
Because your whole body and the universe will already know what you're grateful for.
Yeah.
Because if you were to sit there, it would be like the Waltons. Good night, John. Bye. Good night, Miriam. I'd be saying thank you for everything. And I'm grateful for everything. So keep it simple and sweet, as they say, you know.
Yes.
And the KISS method, keeping it simple, sweet. So the next thing is you know, you just take the deep breath in through your nose and just in your mind's eye say, I'm grateful. And then breathe out, thank you.
Lovely.
And you do that about three times, because your body will adjust to this new form of breathing, and it is amazing how it just wakens up the whole cells in your body, wakes up everything in the body when you get up in the morning.
And it wakes up your awareness to what there is to be thankful for as well, which is a relief on the system, rather than, you know, and a shift of focus from perhaps fretting about what might be ahead or what you were thinking about the night before. It sets the tone, doesn't it, for the body and the mind to be like, thank you for this day. Or the third thing, if you had a morning and night, no pressure to moisturise. God knows I've been there.
One of the great things about the coconut oil is that when you have a shower, also have one of the mitten or a cloth, and then rub your body with that coconut oil.
Oh, brilliant.
And the next,
is that thought about exfoliate and rehydrate?
Yeah. It's amazing on the skin.
Yes.
You know, and the other thing is that what I do is I put a small bit of coconut oil on my toothbrush first.
Oh, yes, that's a brilliant idea.
And then I just brush the teeth.
And does it have to be like a diet grade or, you know, human consumption grade coconut oil, or just coconut oil?
Just coconut oil.
It's all the same thing.
Because if you can eat it, you should be able to. If you can wear it on your face, as they say, you should be able to eat it.
Oh,
so people,
I like it.
You know, people do. And actually, my mother puts two spoons of it in her porridge in the morning.
And we know she's an absolute, absolute living dynamo. She's just painted your house from top to toe, hasn't she?
Yes, she did, she's in her late 70s.
Well, that is epic.
Yeah. She actually just started taking up jogging too, by the way.
Fantastic.
She's doing better than I am.
Oh, no.
Two spoons of coconut oil that we read in a research that was there that actually has great benefits for prevention of Alzheimer's.
Brilliant.
So.
And does she know who you are?
Yeah, no. I'm adopted.
No relation. Who are you again? Why are you at my house? Just paint it and everything.
Yeah, so just moisturising the face,
lovely,
body with the coconut oil. There is on my Facebook page, A New Therapy, there is there's a whole list of the benefits of the coconut oil that's there.
Oh, brilliant. And just right stop, what's your Facebook page? Is it literally Michelle O'Donoghue?
Yeah, there's one there that's Michelle Margaret O'Donoghue, and then when
and
you
that's
go into it, that's me, yeah. And then when you go into it, then there's a page for A New, A-N-U Therapy.
Oh, yes.
After the Irish goddess, A New.
I like it.
The female, the amazing warrior of prosperity and abundance. And
so we can upload that at the same time as the literally moisturising. It's all just like a one, all in one package.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's fantastic.
A fabulous woman.
From years ago? How long ago?
Oh, way back.
Well, it's brilliant now to be up at the Slate Quarry. A slight wind in the background, and Michelle hopefully is going to lead us through a lovely meditation to ground ourselves fully in this present moment. Is that what you're planning to do?
Yes. Just to get everybody nice and grounded and relaxed.
Perfect.
So, finding a nice, comfortable position. Take a deep breath in. And then breathe out. In your next breath in, I want you to breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your nose. Breathe in, I am grateful, and breathe out, thank you. Breathe in, I am grateful, and breathe out, thank you. Feeling your body relax. Breathing in, I am grateful,
Breathing out, thank you. Imagine you're at the bottom of the stairs. I want you to see that stairs, top of that stairs. This is where you're going to reach. This is where you will find your purpose, your passion, and your peace in life. I want you to take that first step. Feel your feet on that first step. Breathing in, I am grateful. Breathing out, thank you. Now take the next step, 1 foot at a time. Feel your feet landing on each step, knowing that this is your stairs to your purpose. You're going to take each step at a time, and as you take a step in, and you breathe out. I'm going to give you a few affirmations to think as you're taking each step up towards the top of that stairs, towards your purpose, your passion, and your peace. I am unique. I am love. I love. I love me. I make mistakes. It's okay to make mistakes. I am forgiving. I forgive. I love. I am beautiful. I am safe. I am beautiful. I am enough. I am enough. Feel your feet going up along the stairs. Each step with ease. As you're reaching the top of your stairs, you're stepping onto the top of that stairs now. You're breathing in through your nose, I am grateful. Breathing out through your nose. This is the top of your stairs. The stairs of your journey of discovery to finding your purpose, your passion, your peace. Feel how grounded you are at the top of that stairs. Breathing in, I am grateful. And breathing out, thank you. Breathing in, I am grateful. And breathing out, thank you. And when you're ready, open your eyes and feel. Feel that love. Feel that passion, that purpose, and that peace.
That is absolutely beautiful. Thank you. That is really nice and amazing to open our eyes and look out over the lighthouse at Valentia Island.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's so beautiful and so tranquil. And I hope that everybody out there is somewhere beautiful, the place that they love to look out on as well, even in their mind's eye, but in their memories at least.
Yes.